Hello, my beautiful souls. Welcome or welcome back to Unlock Your Highest Self, where we step into the connections of the mind, body, and soul. And recently, I have kind of made some, I don't know what you would want to call it, rebranding or kind of eye-opening decisions for myself. And I've decided to really hammer down on each sector of those three. I really want to teach people that movement and learning your body is one of the most important things that you can do for yourself in this lifetime. Whether that's understanding how, you know, you work, implementing discipline and self or delayed self-gratification in the gym, understanding your gut, your hormones, your mind, all of that is so important to our evolution, our awakening, and just becoming our highest selves. Hence, unlock your highest self. This is so, so, so fascinating to me to be able to sit down on the mic and channel my passions through to each and one of you. So thank you, as always, for tuning in. And working on the body isn't a chore. Okay, I want to put that out there. It is not a chore because when you work on the body, it automatically goes to the mind. The body and the mind are connected. The body, mind, and soul are connected. Once you start with one of them, they will open up portals and pathways to connect all three together where you can enlighten and just bring yourself to this liberated sense of being and this wonder where, you know, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know where you're going. And when you connect all three, you feel grounded, you feel secure. Now, you're not going to be amazing every single day, but it's definitely such a beautiful way to experience a peaceful and mindful being. So with saying all that, I hope you guys are excited for these new things that I'm stepping into on the mind, body, and soul sectors. And just like always, Unlock Your Highest Self is now on YouTube. There will be a new video posted shortly after this podcast is posted. So go and subscribe. Anywho, enough is enough. Let's talk about people pleasing. I have been a people pleaser my entire life. Every situation, every moment, I have somehow figured out how to please every person. Do you know those people who are in friend groups or even in the work field, or that maybe they are mutuals of you, whatever it may be? You all know these people that when there's a fight between two or more people, they're always the mediator. They're always the middleman. That was me. That has been me. And that still sometimes is me. Now, for so long, I was caught up in helping people, trying to prove to people, trying to just be a person for everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, that is so exhausting on every single realm. And if you know, you know, you absolutely know that that is no way to live. When I started to progress to the being that I am today and will continue to progress in, and I started to awaken and open my eyes to this, whatever, you know, religious spirituality background that I believe in, consciousness and ending my own suffering and turning over to salvation, I was like, whoa, 8 steps back, my queen, what are we doing here? Why are we showing everyone that we are this person or that we need to be this person? Because again, we can't please everyone. And if we are doing so, then we aren't our true authentic selves. We're not on the line for our highest path, our highest calling. We're only giving our ego what it needs in that moment, and it's to please that person, to give justification to why we are who we are, or to give kind of what we are. This is me. I'm a personal trainer. This is me. Girl, no, it's not. That's not just you. You're so many other things. You are everything. Fun little fact. We are everything, right? And for so long, I didn't understand that my very being was the truth. Just me existing is truth in itself. Just me living, breathing, talking through this mic, expressing every single ounce of passion I have in me through this mic, channeling, blacking out, and just talking on what I believe in, that is truth. This moment is truth. Who you are right now, walking, talking, listening to this, whatever it is, you know, Bluetoothing it through your car, that is truth. And when you realize this, you will truly have no desire, you have no need to please or be this image for anyone else. None. It dropped. I don't know what happened. One day I just woke up and like they talk about spiritual awakenings and becoming and turning into religious face and to being and all of these things that I believe are all connected to one. Whether or not you believe it or not, I always say that it's up to you. Take what you need and leave the rest, right? You don't have to reside with me on every topic. You don't have to really ground with every single person. And that was something I learned too on my journey of stop people pleasing. You don't have to get along with everyone. Not everyone is going to be your bestie for the restie. Not everyone you're going to even like. Now, going to the shadow work side, to the spirit side, that's for multiple reasons. A could be maybe they're mirroring, they're reflecting something that you have in yourself. Maybe they're hitting a pain body, a pain point. There's so many things, but that's for another time. But going back, you don't have to love. You don't have to accept, or I shouldn't say accept. I want everyone to accept people for who they are. Because even if you don't like someone, you need to accept where they're at and let them be. That's something that is definitely a sign of growth, maturity, and evolution in the mind, body, and soul. Now, going back, if you don't accept someone and you're constantly trying to change or form them into this person or please them for who they want you to be, you're not accepting, you're people pleasing. And that is solely the ego. Again, going back to the last episode I put out here, and I told you it was going to kind of seamlessly flow into today's episode, and it does. The ego needs gratification and it needs acceptance for whatever reason that may be, right? We have no idea. There's science, right? There's evidence behind science. There's this pinpoint, there's that pinpoint, there's this research done, there's this group discovered, whatever. You know, I'm not into the super sciencey part of life, to be honest, because I'm more of like the being portion. But there is definitely research and psychology based things on the ego needing gratification from others, hence people pleasing. We don't know why, and I doubt that anyone's ever going to know why, because we're all so different and we all need gratification in different ways. And for me, I just, at the end of the day, couldn't stand people not liking me. For the longest, longest time. And we'll get to where my present state is, because so different. Unbelievably different. I could give two who's less. And I know people are like, well, if you have to say that, you don't care, or you do care, blah, blah, blah. Again, perceptions, words, thoughts of others. It is what it is, right? I accept people for who they are. Whether or not I love them or whether or not I don't love them, I accept people. You have to meet people where they're at. People will only meet you as far as they've met themselves, right? So you have to return the favor. They're an unconscious being and they're driving you nuts. Remove yourself. Accept who they are. Accept that they've only got to this certain point. And remove yourself. In the beginning and end of 2023 and beginning of 2024, I truly had this like big awakening for this specific topic. And I was like, I'm done. We are focusing on the ego this year. I'm done letting it control my life. I'm done letting me have influence and having the ego have an effect on my life and who I am and the way I respond. And all of these other kind of pinpoints that I just really was sick of. You got to get to the bottom and realize, ooh, I'm sick of myself. It's time to switch it up. And I was sick of letting these people irritate me And of course, I'm still not perfect, nor will I ever be. People irritate me. I have to rant it out sometimes. That's how life goes. But I was really sick of it letting take control of my life. We are the ones driving. Not other people, not perceptions, not judgments, not justifications. We have the hands on the wheel. Everyone who is tuned in today, I'm guessing, has some type of relation with being a people pleaser, or they know a people pleaser, or they just truly have always wanted people to accept them. They know, whether or not you know it or not, I'm going to bring you to consciousness through it, that being a people pleaser and evolving through this season really enlightens that we live through comparison. We live through comparison of how we are seen, how we're portrayed, how we're accepted by others. And that, my friends, is so, again, once again, I'm going to say it again, is so draining. And it's up to you to face the facts. Reality is facts. Reality is truth. When you start to awaken, if that is on your path of calling for this lifetime, which it is for everyone, fun fact, and until you awaken, you will repeat karmic cycles, you will repeat things over and over. There's many points in books that I've read, there's many points in the Bible that talk until we open our eyes to truth, we will just repeat the cycle. You may know people, you may know points in your life. I've dated many people who were the same person in a different body. And why is that? It's because I couldn't learn the lesson the first time, the second time. Finally, after the second time, I'm like, ooh, right? The truth hurts. It really hurts. Your heart may break, but it's fine because at the end of the day, you're just allowing more space for what you are aligned with, for what is meant to be in your life. A little reminder, Maya. Sometimes I gotta remind myself. But that's what I'm saying. So reality is truth. And until you realize this, things will repeat. Reality is that we are nothing, and these perceptions that people have of us, or these judgments, or these needs to justify what we do, is basically just a mirror of ourselves. Earlier, a few minutes ago, I was talking about in the end of 2023, in the beginning of 2024, my main pinpoint was the ego. And through doing a lot of shadow work in just a month's time and doing a lot of reading and almost, I shouldn't say reawakening because I don't think that's the right terminology to use, if there is any right or wrong, but I will say reawakening. It sounds cool in my mind and who knows, whatever. We're just going with the flow, right? So in my reawakening in these last few months, I really learned that we are all just mirrors. It was the most wonderful thing that I truly came to understanding of. I didn't even have to read a book about it. I didn't even have to watch Conscious Mind Network that I kind of tune into. And that is, by the way, if you're looking to tune in, I'm not sponsored. I promise you, I don't have any sponsors on this podcast. Catch me in a year though. It's GAIA.com. It is a lovely, lovely, I would say streaming service. If you know anything about Eckhart Tolle, he has some, talks or shows on there. Joe Dispenza has, I hope I'm saying that right, has a lot of guided meditations. You have shows that talk about quantanium leaps, quantanium levels, all of these cool like geometrical things that relate to consciousness and the end of suffering. And if you think this maybe isn't for you because you are religious, I promise I'm here for a reason, and one of my reasons is to show people that everything is connected and there's truth in all, and it doesn't need to be this black and white thing. Now, that will probably be a whole other podcast episode when I am ready. I think the world is evolving at a wonderful pace, but I also think there's so many people and so many things that aren't, I guess, prepared for the knowledge that I and many others have come to. So that podcast may be in like 2 years. Again, I don't want to put a date on it, but when I'm ready, when I feel the calling to sit down and talk the truth about those things, I will do so. But for the time being, I just want to live the truth. But anyways, going back, we're getting a little off topic, Maya. I just am so excited to be on the mic today and just talk and be present fully. Like, every single time I meditate, I have a good morning. I always have this routine before I record, and it is so enlightening to have that. And I'm so proud of myself for really just finally getting this down and being consistent for, I guess, 2024 at least. But again, so reality, it is the truth, and we are nothing, perceptions, all of this stuff. But going back to what I got off topic about, the mirrors, the reflections. For so long, like I said, I wanted to please everyone, the friend groups I was in. I was the mediator. I was the, you know, the middleman always. My best friends throughout high school, we had a lot of drama. I was always talking to this person, talking to that person, but I wanted everyone to still get along with me. And it worked. Oh, I was good at it. It worked. I always really was on the good side of everyone. Now, of course, I'm sure there was a lot of gossiping behind my back. I also was a victim of, or not a victim. I also was a gossiper, was a victim, but also was doing the portion or the gossiping in itself. Sorry, blank there for a second. So I'm not perfect by any means, right? But it worked. I was good at what I did. I was really good at having these connections. I'm a very social butterfly, and that has always, I feel like, opted me to be more of a people pleaser just by like nature. And whether it's the Gemini in me, I don't know. But I'm a talker. I love to meet new people, no matter who they are. If they're antisocial, they're social, they're complete opposites of me. I love to converse. I love to network, and it will always be part of me. And I didn't want to have to let that go when I learned about the ego and when I learned about people pleasing. But I did. I had to. Not the conversating part, not the networking part, but the getting along with everyone part. Because when you're highly conscious, you realize you can't get along with everyone. You don't have to get along with everyone. You just have to be. When these things click, they'll make sense. That's all I have to say. There is no explanation on how to be. There is no step-by-step guide on how to be in your highest self or how to be conscious, because it'll click. You will just be. And when all of this did happen to me, again, I've talked about on this podcast, you know, at the end of my high school experience and really at a young age, and I know why it was at a young age, because I was meant to step into this conscious person and liberate myself for multiple reasons, but for one is to share my story and to share my insights to not help other people, because when you're a people pleaser, you want to help everyone, right? You want to be that healer. I've done a lot of like inner work, shadow work, and I've learned that I am a healer. I want to heal everyone around me. My major was psychology when I came to school, and one was in the midst of, like, if you want to call it spiritual awakening, just awakening in general, being woke, whatever you want to say. I changed it one random day so fast because it would have absolutely destroyed me. And it wasn't my calling. My calling is to not help, but to be and have those that see me be it themselves through my being. Now, I know that was, again, a whole lot of nothing, but I promise you it has a lot of meaning behind it. And I didn't want to have to sit and try to help people, because Not that I believe that people need to help themselves. I think therapy, I think medications, I think antidepressants, I think all of those are necessary. And if you need help, please do so. Please go get help. But at the end of the day, going back to these pinpoints that I'm aiming on this year is our body, mind, and soul are here for a reason. And we just have to figure out how they work for us. When I stopped people pleasing, I really just removed everyone for a time being. I needed to reset like my palette almost of people and of environments I was taking in and groups I was in. I needed to just reset. And I am so thankful to this day that I allowed myself to do it. Again, truth hurts. It was so hard. It was to this day one of the hardest things I've ever had to do was to cut people off or to just remove myself completely. Now, in that time, I was definitely not as woke as I am now, and I didn't maybe do it in the proper forms, of it, as I've stated many, many times before, but I don't love to go back to the past unless it has great relevance, and I have found relevance in going back into the past and journaling on it and doing some shadow work and learning those people at that time. I don't know them anymore. I don't involve myself with a lot of them. My family was at that point. I do talk to my family. I love my family. But at that point, they were all these certain people in those moments. And I've learned to come to acceptance of who they are. Doesn't mean that I love them still, or I want them to be in my life. I just accepted for where they were at in life, and I accept that for them, and I wish them the best, and so be on, right? Life goes on. You know, it was a lot of environmental factors for me. Growing up in a small town, being very socially active in sports and just in school, I wanted everyone to have a good perception of me. But once I got out of that environment, it was like weights, bricks were just pulled off of my head, off of my shoulders. And I've said this in a podcast before where I talk about growing up in a small hometown, but that was just right off me. So enlightening for me, so amazing that I got to experience just that feeling of liberation. And now I know what it feels like and I can appreciate that moment for what it was. And experiencing that was, again, the moment that I turned to stop being a people pleaser. I learned when I came to college that, one, not everyone's gonna like me, but two, I don't want everyone to like me. You don't want everyone to like you, do you? No. Would you want everyone in the room to like you? Now, if your answer is yes, then I'm not like sitting here pointing out your flaws or anything of such, but if your answer truly deep down in your soul is yes, and you want all of those 50 participants in the room to like you, then I promise you, my friend, there is a lot of things you need to uncover about yourself. Nothing bad, nothing good. It doesn't even matter what it is. We're not labeling. I hate the black and white of like bad or good. No, it's just there. You just have to figure out, why is this there? Why do I want all these 50 people to like me? Definitely a year ago or two ago, I would have 100% said yes. But now, if I walked into a room, I already know if there's 50 people, half of them are not even on the same timeline as I am. Probably more than half. I would say like there's only 20% people on my timeline. And then of that 20%, splitting that in half, there's still probably very few individuals in that room that are going to be on my highest calling. Now, I don't ever, like, this is not real. Like, don't go into a room of 50 people and do this experiment, because one, I doubt that your soulmate is just chilling in there waiting for you. They could be. Who knows? Life is crazy. But what I'm trying to get behind is anyone can like you, but why do you think they like you? Especially if you're a female. Imagine you walk into a room and all 50 are like, yeah, I like her. She's awesome. We're 20 years old. Why do you think they like you? Reality check. Like, why do you think they like you? Girl, because you're cute, because you got it all, because they want it all. You know what I mean by that, right? And we don't want people to just perceive us like that. We don't want to be just a body. We don't want to be just our looks. We don't want to be just that person that will go with the flow. I was that person in high school. Oh, Maya will do it. Oh, Maya will go. Oh, Maya will this. Oh, she'll drive. Oh, she'll do that. And I was like, sure. Yeah, everyone thinks I'm cool. Like, they're chill with me doing this. They're chill with me doing that. I'll just go along with it. And it was draining me. It was killing me. I was literally pulling bricks at the end of like my high school experience. High school I do refer to a lot because it was such a transitional period in my existence. And I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of other great transitional periods. But for this time being, you know, the ages of 17, 18, 19 were so transformative to who I am now. And I'm, Ken, like I always say, I'm gonna continue to transform and I'm gonna continue to align even more with who I am and my calling and my being. But that is why I refer to that. And all in all, people pleasing will just go away when one, you drop your ego, but the ego only drops when you are just in pure presence. Presence is the field which the game of life is played. And when you finally accept, remember, acceptance, it's such a great word to have. Doesn't mean love, doesn't mean hate, doesn't mean any negative or positive connotations, doesn't mean any of that. It's just being. If you were to like walk outside and it's raining or it's sunny, we don't have any control over Mother Nature. She just be doing what she wants, right? She does what she pleases. And we don't have any control over that. That's something we genuinely have no control over. And I'm not saying like littering and stuff like that, but the weather itself, like rain and all that, we really have minimal control over. Now, I'm sure there's people out there that are going to argue me on this, whatever, but we have minimal control over the weather itself, like what's in the sky, clouds or no clouds, right? We don't really have too much control of that. So when we just accept it, like you go outside and it's raining, you just, what do you have to do at the end of the day? You can't do anything about it. It is what it is. Today, I'm staring outside my window. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's cold out, but there's not a cloud in the sky. I can't do anything about it. I can't change it. Can't change the snow on the ground. I just have to accept it. I don't love snow. I don't want to live in the cold, but I have to accept where I'm at for the time being. And when you do this, you officially, my friend, have no more need to please. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as enjoying the moment and just not feeling a need to please people. Now you're probably thinking, girl, it's really not that easy. I have a partner. I have friends who need these things from me. Yes, I understand. But the first thing with that is not boundaries with them, but boundaries with you. What can you accept in your life? What do you want to accept? What do you want to have? Do you want to constantly be on your feet serving to other people? Or do you want to live a life that is serving to you? Think about it. That's all it is. That's a simple question. Most people are probably going to pick the second one. They're going to say, I want to live my life. Well, what does that include? Do you need a partner who wants you to do all their laundry, who wants you to wash the dishes, who wants you to do all these things? Some people do. Some people love to do those things. That's their love language. For me, absolutely not. I need you to give what I give. So if I do your laundry today, maybe you can do mine next week, right? That's how I work. And that's a boundary I've set with myself. Simple, simplistic, very minimal, but it's a boundary I have. So when someone approaches my life, in this sense, a partner, I know what I need. The hardest thing that I've always had with that is when I meet someone, what I need and what I've made, the boundaries, they just all go away. And it's like I never even did any work on myself. It's like I never even came to these conclusions of what I want. And I'm like, where did that go? I get out of the relationship and I'm like, okay, Maya, we did not do anything that we said we're gonna do. And that's just a literal response from the universe of karmic replaying. That's all it is. It's a universe showing you, babe, we love you. We understand you're putting in work, but you didn't actually apply it and you didn't actually learn. You were just doing. You weren't being. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to my podcast on people pleasing and just a lot of other amazing pinpoints that kind of grade off from this topic itself. I hope all of you can enjoy a lovely week wherever you're at in life. Appreciate it. Show gratitude. Tell people in your life that you love them. Set boundaries for yourself. Do all of these things. Day by day, we get closer to unlocking our highest self. And what I mean by that is just opening your eyes, awakening. Going back to what I said earlier in the podcast, you're not here to awaken others. You're here to awaken you. Stop showing up for everyone else. Stop doing all these things for everyone else. Give yourself the time and love that you deserve. Have a beautiful and blessed week, and I will see you soon.